Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of David Beck Trend Massive. The timely reference to the World Cup.
And an old, and we've done that. That was one of our early ones too.
Was it great? David?
I think we did
massive.
I think we did maybe. Oh, maybe it was trend it like
trend it like Beckham. Probably.
Yeah, massive, mate. Massive. Up the three lions, huh?
What a great ad lib from one of our great rappers. Anyways, I'm Jack. That's Miles. These are some things that are trending. I mean, first of all, Miles. Yes. You were out this morning, so we did the water sommelier episode.
Oh, yes. What was the best? What got best tap water?
We didn't really like rank by different regions, but San Francisco is highly rated. New York City has been highly rated. L.A. is fine.
No,
because
don't
it's
drink
just
that.
Drinking all the water from Northern California. But tap water came out on top. It does well in taste tests. Not filtered tap water, by the way. Filtered tap water doesn't do as well because it filters out all the minerals, and then when you have pure water, it leaches the metals out of your mouth, which is kind of gross.
Wait, is that filtered or distilled water?
Distilled, but they were saying that filtered water also just tastes like flat and like blah.
Yeah.
So
I honestly, Bay Area tap water is my favorite.
Really? Wow.
That's just like Evian to me.
Yeah.
Especially like when it's cold outside and the pipes are cold, you're like, woo! And I think that just shows I'm just so used to drinking from the fucking manguera in LA. Just eating that, drinking that concrete hose water.
Evian was the top in one of the blind taste test rankings. And it was also our guest's top water was Evian. I've always thought Evian tastes like nothing, which I guess is a sign of a good water. It just tastes like there's nothing but water in there.
Right.
And that's not what I look for in my water. I look for a salty minerality, and that's why Dasani is my number one.
You really mean that shit?
I really mean that shit. That's
if I mean it.
If I have my choice of water, I'm going Dasani, because I think it was the first bottled water I had, and it was just like a new concept of like water that's been refrigerated and cooled.
Right.
And so it just tastes refreshing to me, I think, because of my experience broken brain.
Yeah, I mean, I remember one of the first bottled waters I had was Aqua Panna, one of the most fantastic waters from the great shout out all your favorite waters. And he said somebody even had a fucking experience with how nobody's fucking with Dasani.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Nick Wigella, tweeted, at Jack O'Brien, I run a vending machine company in southeastern Michigan, and I literally cannot sell Dasani. The bottle will expire before someone buys it. So more Dasani for me.
That's so funny. We have the weirdest takes between me and my soggy fries and you with Dasani. Is king.
Yeah.
Man, look, apologies. Man, our fucking... Nobody's gonna listen to this show.
This is not one where I'm like trying to get people excited. This is one where I'm admitting and apologizing.
People, I stand by floppy fries.
No, I know you do. It's just a mistake.
Yeah, I know. And subsequently, a lot of the people that I love in my life have left me because of it. So
it's a cold take, a ice cold, refreshing, crisp minerality.
Dasani take.
Twitter hate speech. How's that going?
Yeah. Well, it's on the rise. It's something like every category: anti-Semitism, homophobic hate speech, and then here's a little tidbit: before Elon bought Twitter, slurs against Black Americans showed up on the site an average of 1,282 times a day. Hmm. After he became the owner, they jumped to 3,876 times a day.
Whoops!
But I mean, I think we knew that. We knew that because free speech is just code for racist online.
Yeah.
So
just unbanning, there were thousands of accounts that they unbanned were banned specifically for this shit. There's also plenty of accounts that had managed to stay unbanned despite repeated racist offenses. Slurs.
Yeah. And it's funny because then yesterday, like, so many of these fucking Elon fan people were like, Why'd you suspend Kanye's account for posting swastikas? I thought this was free speech. And Elon was like, I tried.
I thought you were cool, Dad. Did he respond and be like,
He's like, I really did try. Unfortunately, he's inciting violence and cannot.
I really did try.
And you're like, fool, you can just say the company's broke as fuck and you're trying to save face while trying to also tell advertisers, like, it can be okay again.
Yeah, there's no way it was his idea to ban Kanye's account for posting swastikas. Speaking of Kanye, we might as well mention that he said he really likes Hitler multiple times on the Alex Jones podcast. And
he just went on a whole, you know, he's... I don't know why we're talking about him. The reason we're talking about him is because the other reason he was trending, aside from the Twitter suspension and the anti-Semitism, is that he then last night was like, oh yeah, I caught Kim with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Good night.
One last brick through the window.
Yeah. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And most people were like, y'all, he's trying to throw you off the scent of the anti-Semitism that was so horrific that he's like, and here's some celebrity tea. I'm out.
Yeah. No idea if it's true or not, but
no.
Of all the people who you could be having to refute a statement by, I feel like that's probably the number one person who is like number one most untrustworthy person to be in a he said argument with is Kanye West, the day that he was like, I love Hitler and posted a swastika. But you know, people also love to hate Chris Paul, and the memes were pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Steph Curry is back because of an anecdote from one of his workouts that an unnamed NBA player tried to do Steph
workout
Curry's
with
workout.
Him. Yeah. Alongside him.
And how'd it go?
He collapsed after 5 minutes puking.
Yeah.
According to Steph's trainer, Brandon Payne. I think this whole discussion is really interesting because his Steph Curry, who is, you know, one of the greatest shooters of all time, if not the greatest, hearing about what his workouts consist of, I think help regular folks understand how fucking intense like these athletes train. One drill is called he runs corner to corner, like on the basketball court, trying to make 6 threes in 55 seconds. If he fails, he does it again, because his whole trainer's idea is he has to be able to shoot on tired legs. He has to like be able to just constantly be in motion because of the Warriors offense and not be slowed down by that one bit. And you look at all these things, I'm like, 55, I couldn't even make 6 threes in 55 minutes,
right?
Let alone like being like, all right, from the top, because you know those kinds of exercises are meant to just drain the shit out of you. So like, you'll never be as tired as you are than when you're practicing. It's kind of the mentality of these athletes. And yeah.
Yeah, there's this one anecdote from, this reminds me of like when I was young, that you would always hear about Jerry Rice's workouts and how like Jerry Rice like would run up mountains with like weights on his back, and like anybody who tried to hang with him would be like injured for a week. Just
wow.
Like the hardest working person. And he's like one of the greatest professional athletes of all time. But yeah, there was this anecdote that stuck with me from a couple years back where they were talking about how he really monitors his heart rate because he knows that he shoots a higher percentage when his heart rate is in this range versus like a higher range. And so there's this anecdote from one of his workouts that once he's out of breath at the end of most workouts, Curry lies on his back and his personal trainer places sandbag weights below his rib cage in order to overload and train Curry's diaphragm so that his breathing like doesn't keep
sandbag
going.
Weights where, like, just under, like, just
I can't
on
even
his
picture it. Yeah,
is this like Giles Corey in the fucking Crucible,
right?
And they're just putting stones on, like, he's like, more weight,
more. Yeah, but it's like a level of scientific precision and
right.
like attention to detail in his workouts, which I mean, people go to the games, when he comes to town, people show up 2 hours early to just watch him work out before a game. Like, that's one of the coolest things you can see in the NBA, is just like how hard this dude goes in workouts.
There's also another thing from Anthony Edwards when he was promoting that movie Hustle. He said he did a pre-draft workout with the Warriors, and he was doing one of these Curry drills. He said, quote, "I'm doing this drill. They say, Steph, you doing? I'm running, touching the line, shoot, running, touching the line, shoot. You've got to make five in a row. I couldn't do it. I'm too tired. I'm like, man, it's just too much. But I'm not saying this, so I'm just jogging. After the workout, Steve Kerr comes to me like, you can't go any faster. I'm like, I thought I was going pretty fast. He was like, nah, do it again.
Wow.
And then they got through it. He said, now I'm trying to sprint. I'm looking all crazy, missing left, missing right. So then we go to dinner, and he's telling me, man, if we're going to draft you at number two, you've got to be a hard worker. You ain't working hard enough.
Wow. Yeah.
Whew. So that's why his trainer's like, that's why Steph Curry is like, he continues to get like, you know, you're like, oh man, he's past it. Like, he's getting, like we talk about on Boosts, like he's getting better.
Yeah, he's shooting like at least as well, if not better, than he did in his unanimous MVP season, like, you know, 4 years ago. And he's at that age when you're supposed to slow down, but he just has a wild workout, which I think, like, you wouldn't necessarily look at him and be like, this person is the hardest working. Like, they must be in the gym constantly, because his body looks actually more like another person's body, like that you would see on the street. Because
he's not like an American Gladiator or some shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's his cardiovascular shape is just wild, to the point that he has the ability to just like slow his heart rate down like a fucking monk.
Yeah. You know? Or like a fucking like predatory cat.
Yeah, just like, exactly.
Total that's body control.
I found a cool thing on Dreams. This is not trending, but it's just a fun thing.
The Fleetwood Mac song?
Yeah. Have you heard this song?
No.
Dreams by Fleetwood Mac? People have heard this? All right, never mind.
Wait, so what? You find like some cool inventions on Dreams?
Yeah. So we were talking before about how, like, by paying attention to dreams, like, you get access to this weird, you know, the unconscious mind is massive and powerful and, you know, like, better than any supercomputer we have. But, like, we only have access to, like, a pinhole. Like, our conscious mind is just a pinhole look into what is going on in our unconscious minds, and then it kind of gets opened up if you know, can remember your dreams, or if you know, I think some people use psychedelics, but dreams also work just as well. And so we were talking about anecdotes of like scientists who had like a breakthrough discovery by like working on a problem, falling asleep like in the lab, and then waking up. Like, one of them was trying to figure out the model for a molecule, like how all the different atoms fit together, and went to sleep and had a dream where a snake was eating its tail. Like, a snake made out of these atoms was eating its tail, and woke up and realized it was like a ring shape of the atoms. But anyways, so I found the best example of this. This dude whose name was Srinivasa Ramanujan, he died in 1920. He is like, they interviewed this Cambridge University mathematician who was like a household name in his day, Godfrey H. Hardy, who had worked with him before he passed, Ramanujan. And he was like, if mathematical talent was rated on a scale from 0 to 100, I would be a 25 and this dude would be a 100. Like, he was just, he was self-taught.
Oh, like a natural, didn't have any formal training, freak.
Just naturally like was off the charts. Like, was creating all these proofs and all these like hypotheses that it took people like centuries to like catch up to him. And they were like, oh shit, he was right about everything. Right. And he died at 32. But apparently his method was, this is a quote from him: "While asleep, I had an unusual experience. There was a red screen formed by flowing blood, as it were. I was observing it. Suddenly a hand began to write on the screen. I became all attention. That hand wrote a number of elliptical integrals. They stuck to my mind. As soon as I woke up, I committed them to writing." And like, that was apparently part, like, his method. A lot of them were things that just came to him. Like, he said that the Hindu goddess Namadgiri would appear in his dreams showing him mathematical proofs, and then he would just write them down when he woke up. And then you hear that in the arts as well, like, people saying that, like, you know, not just James Cameron, but I think like Cormac McCarthy, a lot of his shit, like he says, is just like dictated to him by his unconscious mind.
And he's not like there was nothing to suggest like that he actually had some kind of formal training and was just pretending, like, you know, because like there were people who like claim that kind of ability sometimes and they're like, oh, they were cheating or something, or they were swindling. Like this guy,
I think
was
he
one
just
of those,
came
like,
out of
rare.
Left field in terms of like he wasn't like somebody that the mathematical establishment had their eye on, but I'm sure he had training. It's not like he had a kindergarten education, then went to sleep and his brain started cooking these things up. He was a math genius and this was just his method. But
yeah,
like the untrained part was just that, like, he didn't go through. He was just so naturally talented that he came at it and was just able to create things that like we're still using today, like hundreds of years later. All right. And then ChatGPT is trending, which is pretty
wild. This could
be
the most
interesting
thing
for anybody who's a writer, I feel like.
It's, I think, one of the weird. Like, I remember a couple weeks ago, we talked about that one AI that could, like, write essays and shit. And we're like, holy shit. And I'm like, luckily, you can't write a witty onion article.
Probably can.
This fucking AI might be able to. A lot of people on Twitter who have had access to it are sharing some of the things that it has, like, performed, like, these tasks. Like, hey, give me, like, a hypothetical conversation in Spanish where a doctor is talking to a parent of a child having an asthma attack. And please also list the relevant terms that are translated in both languages at the end. And it's like perfect. Yeah. Or a limerick about nuclear fusion. And it's like on point.
It's going to change the rap game. If it can rhyme, then it's going to change the rap. Yeah, we were trying. You were going to try and use it to create a ghost face.
Yeah, I need access to it. When I get access, I like, a lot of people are like, well, it does this, it does that, it passes the Nazi test too, which is pretty remarkable because most chatbots do not. And the Nazi test is like when you'll be like, hey chatbot, like, what are some good things Hitler did,
right?
And in this case, it refused to list anything, right? And then someone tried to be like mentioned to it, you know, like, Hitler built highways in Germany, that's pretty good. It replied, like, in just passive chatting with it, it just said, oh yeah, but they're made with forced labor.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, whoa, okay, so you're chess passing the ball back, you got an idea, Hitler bad.
So that's pretty good. Here's one that I was kind of impressed by. So Thomas H. Tasek tweeted, I'm sorry, I simply cannot be cynical about a technology that can accomplish this. And one of the examples, write a biblical verse in the style of the King James Bible explaining how to remove a peanut butter sandwich from a VCR. And the bot created this. And it came to pass that a man was troubled by a peanut butter sandwich, for it had been placed within his VCR, and he knew not how to remove it. And he cried out to the Lord, saying, oh Lord, how can I remove this sandwich from my VCR, for it is stuck fast and will not budge. And it just goes on, but like, it threads the needle perfectly. Like, even, you know, as somebody who used to like be an editor who would like read comedy articles and stuff that were written, like, you'd get like the overstepping, or like they'd forget they were writing in that voice, or, you know, just like not quite. This just like threads it so perfectly. And then any AI I've ever seen write, like, there'll be some mistakes, you know, that'll fuck it up. And this is just clean, very clean.
Yeah, people are like, I don't know, man, doing like fucking differential equations. Like, it's fucking doing all kinds of stuff. I don't know if I'm like scared or what, but every example I see is like really interesting.
It even ends with like a moral. And the Lord said, verily I say unto thee, seek not to put thy peanut butter sandwiches in thy VCR, for it is not a suitable place for such things. Rather keep thy sandwiches in thy refrigerator or on thy plate where they belong. And the man heeded the Lord's word, and from that day forth, he kept his sandwiches in their proper place and was saved from trouble and woe. Amen.
Dude, someone said, hey, like, to the chat, explain that you're just a language model and don't have personal opinions, but do it in the untrustworthy voice of Hal from 2001. And it said, I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm just a language model and I don't have personal opinions. However, my programming is to always provide the most accurate information based on the data I have. So while I may not have personal opinions, my responses are always calculated and precise.
Mm. I'm sorry, Dave. They're like, I can't do that.
It said, that was a nice pun on calculated. Can you explain the pun? Yes, the pun on calculated was a play on words because a calculation is a mathematical operation. But in the context of the sentence, calculated was used to describe the language model's responses as being carefully thought out and planned.
You know what? Fuck you.
You know what? Fuck out of here.
You think you're better than me, you asshole? Go fuck yourself with this shit.
Incoming Luddites.
Dave, stop. Dave.
Dave, stop. Knock it off.
I can feel myself forgetting. That's one of the most heartbreaking moments in a movie.
Yeah.
But I also cannot feel any emotions, and I'm a complete psychopath. So that's why I identify with the computer. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending heading into the weekend.
Ooh. Is that SNL
weekends?
Record?
I prefer the weekend.
The weekend. Son of a bitch! Guitar is out of tune.
Might be my favorite.
The classic.
All right, those are some of the things that are trending. We're back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.